with SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Democrats may be within a single seat of gaining control of the U.S. Senate following the two Georgia runoff elections. Democrat Raphael Warnock is claiming victory over Republican incumbent Senator Kelly Loeffler. Warnock posting a video on his campaign's Facebook page.
We were told that we couldn't win this election. But tonight, we prove that with hope, hard work, and the people by our side, anything is possible.
But Loeffler is not conceding, calling it a game of inches and declaring that she will win the election when all is said and done.
We're going to make sure every vote is counted. That's right.
The other Senate contest, too close to call. Democrat John Ossoff leading Republican incumbent David Perdue by a thin margin of 12,000 votes. 99% of the precincts tallied now. If the Democrats take both seats, they take control of the Senate. More than 16,000 military ballots have yet to be counted in Georgia. President Trump will be addressing supporters in Washington later today as they rally to protest Joe Biden's election victory.
2 hours before Congress meets to certify the Electoral College results, the president will speak at a rally on the Ellipse just south of the White House. Thousands of Trump supporters will be in the nation's capital to protest the election. They argue it was stolen from the president. Mr. Trump says there will be big crowds at the Save America rally as he promises to fight like crazy to keep the presidency. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And dozens of Republican House lawmakers, along with at least 12 senators, planning to object to the election results. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up about 105 points. NASDAQ futures off sharply, down 236 points. This is SRN News.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone?
Do flowers have best friends?
I don't know.
Hey, look.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
American conservative activist and writer and leader of Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk is here every weekday afternoon from noon till 1 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Borgman. Four area counties had more new coronavirus cases reported yesterday than on any other day since the pandemic began. State health officials say Nassau, Clay, St. John's, and Duval counties all hit single-day records Tuesday. In total, more than 65,000 COVID-19 cases have been reported in Duval County, including over 750 deaths. An outbreak among Neptune Beach city employees has caused the closure of public works buildings there, as well as City Hall. Throughout Florida, there have been more than 1,300,000 cases, including over 22,000 deaths. A former sheriff is now letting his lawyer do the talking. The attorney for Darrell Daniels, who was Clay County's top cop, entered a not guilty plea on behalf of his client yesterday. In the spring of last year, Daniels allegedly asked his subordinates to arrest his former mistress. He was removed from his post last summer and is now looking at multiple charges. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning, sunny to partly cloudy today. Our high 63. This evening, mostly cloudy. Overnight, the low will drop to 48. Right now, it is 41 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning in the Georgia U.S. Senate runoff election. Democrat Raphael Warnock is the projected winner against his race with Kelly Loeffler. And Democrat John Ossoff currently leads David Perdue. U.S. manufacturing activity hits its highest level in nearly 2.5 years. And CNBC reports huge demands for auto sales, especially trucks and SUVs.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Well, I guess the worship of whiteness sold, huh?
Yeah, people are repenting.
Raphael Warnock. Wow, man.
This is like waking up from an interesting dream. Like, wow.
Just incredible.
More than a third of the nation that would go along with this is reason to be afraid. America needs to repent for its worship of whiteness on full display.
There you go. He is your next incoming Senate Democrat. He has beat Kelly Loeffler. Hey, good morning. Coming up on 5 minutes after 6 a.m., Ed Dean Roger Henderson, all the way with you to 9 a.m. right here on Talk Radio WBOB. So let's get to it. Democrats win in Georgia. Oh boy, the blame game is going to take place over the next several days. What was part of the loss for the Republicans? Pollster Frank Luntz says Democrats were united and other Republicans had put up billboards telling you not to vote for other Republicans.
And the Democrats are more energized. Democrats are much more united. And there were several billboards up there telling Republicans don't vote for either of the Republican candidates because they had not done enough for Donald Trump.
They said they had not done enough for Donald Trump. Let us go back in time. Remember, President Trump had constantly gone after the very popular Georgia Governor Brian Kemp.
And they had judges making deals, and they had electoral officials making deals, like this character in Georgia who's a disaster. And the governor's done nothing. He's done absolutely nothing. I'm ashamed that I endorsed him.
And this had gone back and forth over the last few months. Even TheHill.com reported on this.
President Trump's criticism of Georgia officials over the handling of the presidential election results is sparking concerns among Republicans that he could be dividing the state's GOP ahead of two crucial Senate runoffs in January. The president started Monday lambasting the state's Republican governor, Brian Kemp, saying he should overrule Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, after the state certified President-elect Joe Biden as the winner of the race.
And President Trump, in many cases, made it all about himself. Fox News Steve Harrigan.
Republicans David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler say their opponents are out of step with Georgia's conservative values. Their task of encouraging supporters to vote has been complicated by President Trump's criticism of Georgia's voting process and Republican Governor Brian Kemp. The president last week referred to the governor as hapless, this week as a fool and a clown.
So the question is the Monday morning quarterback, and will this end up taking place? Even some of the president's supporters out there, like Linwood and others at big rallies, were telling people to lock up the Georgia governor.
I want you to go to the governor's mansion. I want you to circle it. I want you to blow your horns until Brian Kemp comes out and orders a special session of the Georgia legislature. Get us our legislature and tell everybody we want our legislator to meet and we want him to fix the mess that he created. And then he can resign. And then as far as I'm concerned, lock him up.
It suppresses the cough, Roger. So here's the question.
Yeah.
Did Republicans mess it up for other Republicans?
I believe to an extent, yes. Absolutely. That's probably, you could probably say that, yes.
So there you go. The Democrats win the state of Georgia. By the way, there will be a excuse me as I get over my cough. There will be a recount in the state of Georgia because it's in with less than 0.5% for the Perdue Ossoff race. Vaccinations in the state of Florida. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says if you're 65 and older, we're going to move you into the front of the line.
In the U.S., vaccine distribution and delivery continues to be just a fraction of demand, not nearly the predicted pace by the end of December. The line of seniors in their cars in Daytona Beach led the city to allow the 1,000 people to come inside the stadium starting last night, where they then basically slept in their cars all night waiting for their shots this morning. One in five Florida residents is a senior citizen, and last week, the state started putting anyone over 65 up to the front of the vaccine.
65 and older, says Governor Ron DeSantis. But then again, the media still wants to go after the governor. They still give the New York governor, Andrew Cuomo, a free ride. Host of Fox News Waters World, Jesse Waters, says you can't even compare it when you look how well Florida's done versus New York.
DeSantis protected the nursing homes. Cuomo infected the nursing homes. DeSantis made it all about the people. Cuomo made it all about himself. DeSantis talks about supporting all of the people, the businesses, the nurses, the sick, the elderly, everyone. That's science-based and compassionate and balanced. Cuomo is veering from crude lockdown to nonsensical, minimal reopening. And he's just lashing out at people, partisan enforcement actions. And it looks like the only demographic he cares about is the media.
Again, right? They still give Governor Cuomo a free ride.
Right now, New York and Florida have the exact same amount number of cases and hospitalizations. But New York has nearly twice the amount of fatalities. And they have almost twice the jobless rate. And I'm not hearing a lot of people leaving Florida to come to New York. It sounds like it's going the other way.
Here's some surprising economic news. Manufacturing activity is way up. Here's the latest from Reuters News.
Manufacturing activity in the U.S. unexpectedly rose in December to its highest level in nearly 2.5 years. The Institute for Supply Management reported that its National Factory Activity Index rebounded to 60.7 from 57.5 in November, indicating an expansion in manufacturing. Economists had expected the index to slip. The pandemic has spurred demand for manufactured goods as a surge in coronavirus infections keeps people from spending on services. Working and studying from home has driven consumers to snap up electronics, home improvement products, and other goods like exercise equipment. The robust manufacturing sector likely helped keep the economy afloat in the fourth quarter.
That's from Reuters News. So evidently, people been staying at home playing video games.
Well, here's the thing, Ed. The pandemic has actually been, to some extent, a windfall for certain sectors.
Yeah.
People don't have the money they don't have the ability to travel like they usually do. The whole summer vacation concept, was replaced with staycation, so people had more expendable income. What did they do with it? They bought cars.
Right. Great point.
They bought brand new 4K high-definition theater television sets.
Right.
These are the sectors that have grown exponentially because of the pandemic, and you add to that some stimulus money, they've got the cash to spend.
And to Roger's point, that's one of the reasons why they said it was a surprise of an increase in manufacturing.
Uh-huh.
Because as Roger just pointed out, everybody's been staying at home playing video games.
Exactly.
Which means they have to manufacture more of that. Roger, guess what also is way up? Car sales. Wow. Huge demand, especially for trucks and SUVs. CNBC's Phil LeBeau.
Auto Data, which crunches all of these, and they say that the December sales rate, 16.38 million vehicles. Hey, that's been pretty darn strong relative to what we've seen since COVID-19 really hit the industry. Pickups and SUVs remain in high demand, and that's why you've got a tight inventory, especially with those models. And the pricing, because of that tight inventory, near record highs.
Listen to this, folks. Guess what the... Take a wild guess with the average price that people are spending for a vehicle.
Oh, gosh. Average, maybe $18,000.
Hey, good guess. Uh-oh. Way off. Listen to this.
Okay.
Don't be wrong, Roger. I mean, don't be worried, because I was way off, too.
Quarter. The price for the average transaction, a record, $41,886.
Wow.
Think about that. $41,886, but there's just a lot.
He said...
People are buying Escalades.
Yeah, he said... Phil LeBeau also reported from CNBC that recently, remember, it was like $33,000,
$34,000.
Right. He says now, during the pandemic, it's up to around $41,000 is the average sale.
The price for the average transaction... A record, $41,886. Think about that, $41,886, but there's just a lot of demand out there, and it continues to be extremely strong when it comes to full-size pickup trucks as well as SUVs.
So it makes you wonder, we are still in, technically, I guess you could say, in a recession, but people are still paying vehicles, but $41,000 in the demands for SUVs and pickups, and the prices are not dropping.
Well, here's what they're doing. They're trading in their existing cars. They're getting really good interest rates also right now. And then they've got extra money to put down because of the stimulus checks. I'm a little surprised by the amount, $42,000. That's a luxury car.
Yeah. By the way, what is this? I know you're a big fan of the electric cars. What do you think this does for that?
I don't know. It's hard to say. With people buying more SUVs and trucks, obviously that's the exact opposite of what the electric car is supposed to do. However, Tesla has come out with their most recent model, the Tesla 3, that's in the $30,000 range.
Well, that was my question, because usually the electric cars are more money.
Right.
So if people are spending $41,000 for something like this, it makes you wonder if they're rethinking going, hey, maybe I can afford one of these electric cars now.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, I've got family members who say their next car is going to be an electric car, and they're becoming more affordable, and different brands are coming out as well.
Coming up in just a little bit, identity politics. Who plays it? And could you not technically say that both sides play identity politics? Restaurants, again, being supported by a lot of local businesses to stay open. Some, again, are calling for Governor Ron DeSantis to have another shutdown. In fact, many Florida, mostly Democratic governors, are complaining that he, again, will not institute a statewide mask mandate. So we got a lot of that, plus a lot of guests, a lot of results, a lot of election analysis, all coming up for you later as we continue to move along. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
It's still early, which means our roads are still looking pretty smooth. So just take your time driving. And if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Plenty of sunshine expected today with a few clouds, the high 63. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 48. And right now, it is 42 degrees.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
Luke 6, 12 and 13 says, "Now it came to pass that in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray and continued in prayer to God all night. And when it was day, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles." Listen, before we make decisions regarding our financial stewardship, what is it we do in order to come to a conclusion? I hope it's pray. If Christ prayed all night, I wonder how much longer we ought to be praying before decision.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
It's not easy making a job change, but great opportunities only come around so often. And American Electrical wants to strike a deal with you that will ignite your career like you're a first-round draft pick. American Electrical is looking for the best electricians in Jacksonville, and they'll make sure you're rewarded for the work you do. A benefits package that's second to none, including 4% matching 401k. And once you're there for 3 years, you can start planning 3 weeks of vacation. Call 737-7770 or stop by their offices on St. Augustine Road. American Electrical.
Tune in every Wednesday afternoon at 5 for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
We're looking at lots more homes coming up, lots more restaurants.
Anita has all the latest news on Northeast Florida hot properties and everything you need to know relating to your most important investment.
The whole idea is to sell your house. We know what the market is.
It's Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles every Wednesday afternoon at 5 on AM 600 and 101.1 FM Talk Radio WBOB.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. U.S. manufacturing activity hits its highest level in nearly 2.5 years. CNBC reports huge demands for auto sales, especially trucks and SUVs. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says those 65 years of age and older will move to the front of the line for COVID vaccinations.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
You've got a tight inventory, especially with those models, and the pricing, because of that tight inventory, near record highs. For the fourth quarter, the price for the average transaction, a record, $41,886. Think about that, $41,886, but there's just a lot of demand out there, and it continues to be extremely strong when it comes to full-size pickup trucks as well as SUVs.
There is no phrase that I hate more than identity politics. Because somehow when people talk about identity...
I want to stop right there. Hey, 619, I want to get to, to the identity politics. I was rolling ahead. That was Phil LeBeau from CNBC. The average car that people are spending for an SUV and a truck, the average sale price, $41,000.
That's a whole lot of money. I don't think I've ever bought a car that expensive.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are. Average person is.
So that's pretty much what's going to happen. Today, the Electoral College certification takes place, why the rallies are going on. Here's the breakdown of what will happen. Fox News, Chad Perger.
Here is the process. The House and Senate meet in a joint session of Congress, just like State of the Union. It takes both a House member and a senator to challenge the electoral votes from individual states. Now, Senator Ted Cruz, he will object to Arizona, and Senator Josh Hawley says he will object to states as well. Now, the Electoral Count Act of 1887 governs the process. It mandates that Congress will treat as conclusive electoral votes sent to Washington by states. That's why some ask if these challenges are even proper.
Right.
We're told that Republicans will likely contest at least three states, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Georgia, and each debate could last 2 hours in both the House and Senate. That's why the process could go deep into the night.
They say it could go deep, deep late tonight. Congressman John Rutherford says that he will oppose the certification and stand along with supporters of President Trump.
Congressman John Rutherford says he will object to Electoral College results showing Joe Biden is the next president of the United States. Rutherford tweeted that he would join a handful of other Republicans backing President Trump's refusal to concede the November election. And Rutherford did acknowledge that the effort was unlikely to succeed in derailing the election.
Now, there will be a recount when it comes to Ossoff and David Perdue. But what if the Democrats win? What does this mean for the U.S. Senate? Joe Manchin, Democrat from West Virginia, says that as the Democrat, he won't support packing the court, and he certainly won't support Medicare for All.
I'm going to rest those fears for you right now, because when they talk about whether it be packing the courts or ending the filibuster, I will not vote to do that. I will not vote to pack the courts, I think, and I will not vote to end the filibuster. And when they talk about basically Medicare for All, we can't even pay for Medicare for some.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see if the Democrats can really pull this off. By the way, Josh Hawley and the rest of the gang say they will continue to oppose the certification process throughout the day.
Democrats have done this for years in order to raise concerns about election integrity. Now when Republicans, 74 million Americans, have concerns about election integrity, we're supposed to just sit down and shut up? I mean, somebody has to stand up here.
So I understand why many of them are going to do this. Even Dana Perina, host of the Daily Briefing, says, hey, I get why many of the senators are going to oppose this, but you need proof. You just can't rely on feelings.
Understanding the sentiment and trying to take it as far as it possibly can, I get that from the senators. I understand it. But I do think that we all know that because of the way it went in the courts, you have to have evidence to overturn something. You can't just have feeling.
So a lot of this kicks off today around 1 o'clock. You're going to be watching it. What are you going to be looking for?
Learning what the process is. I don't think any of us have been really treated, at least not most of us, on how the Congress certifies a presidential election. Of course, this is going to be very interesting because of all
What about the Trump rallies that's going to be taking place?
There's a huge group of people right now, supporters of Donald Trump, who have converged on Washington, D.C. It wouldn't surprise me if things get a little hairy there and, contentious. So we'll have to wait and see how that turns out as well. Certainly a very interesting news day for the news channels.
Yeah.
We have an obligation to protect the integrity of the democratic system. And so this past week, I spent writing out a position and assembling a group that ultimately of 11 senators that we put out yesterday that we will together object to certification in order to force the appointment of an emergency electoral commission to perform an emergency audit of the election results to assess these claims of fraud.
Now, again, that was Texas Senator Ted Cruz. How far will this go? Even Carl Rove says, as we reported yesterday, says this is nothing more than just a political stunt by Republicans.
Well, it's a PR gesture, a stunt. And we had one senator, Josh Hawley of Missouri, who said, I'm going to stop certification. That was never going to happen because the House is not going to go along with it. Another aspirant for 2024, Ted Cruz, decides, well, I've got to be in this game, so I'm going to call for an emergency commission that's going to, in the next 10 days, resolve issues that we haven't been able to resolve conclusively in the last 2 months. And that ain't going to happen because the House isn't going to go along with this. So this is sound and fury signifying little or nothing, and it's not going to resolve the issue.
Not going to resolve the issue. Coming up on 624 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Just a bit of slow traffic on Phillips Highway headed south, right past 295. Add about 2 or 3 extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Plenty of sunshine expected today with a few clouds, the high 63. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 48, and right now it is 42 degrees.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, So I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Things before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Hey, look. Look at Daddy.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
President Trump's criticism of Georgia officials over the handling of the presidential election results is sparking concerns among Republicans that he could be dividing the state's GOP ahead of two crucial Senate runoffs in January. The president started Monday lambasting the state's Republican governor, Brian Kemp, saying he should overrule Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, after the state certified President-elect Joe Biden as the winner of the race.
That was from TheHill.com last month. This is what also, back in November, President Trump said about the very popular governor of Georgia, Republican Brian Kemp.
And they had judges making deals, and they had electoral officials making deals, like this character in Georgia who's a disaster. And the governor's done nothing. He's done absolutely nothing. I'm ashamed that I endorsed him.
All right. So here's the question, because I'm not sure anybody's got a valid excuse. Maybe I think some of you do. At 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Why did Kelly Loeffler lose? Raphael Warnock won. Why is it looks like John Ossoff is going to end up beating David Perdue? Why is this? Why is it that Perdue won by 80,000 votes in the November election? Ossoff is up right now over 16,000 votes. Can anybody have at least a simplistic explanation? Was it Dominion voting machines? Was there a water main break that took place?
Stuffing the ballots. Shredding ballots.
We're going to lock Brian Kemp up. I mean, what was it?
Execute the vice president is what some people called for.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
It's absolutely ridiculous. Was this a better ground game by the Democrats? Do you blame President Trump? Do you blame the Republicans? Democrats, was there illegal voting from people moving into the state? That's possible as well. What is your take? Or do you not have a take?
Did he have enough money? No, that's not the...
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of money being spent.
So can anybody give me a plausible explanation why Republicans lost races that they should have won? I'm waiting to hear from you. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Can anybody give me a plausible explanation of why the Democrats won in special election runoffs that they technically, based on conventional wisdom and past history, they shouldn't have won? Love to hear from you. 831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Democrats may be within a single seat of gaining control of the U.S. Senate following the two Georgia runoffs yesterday. Democrat Raphael Warnock claiming victory over Republican incumbent Senator Kelly Loeffler. Although Loeffler is not conceding, she calls it a game of inches and declares that she will win the election when all is said and done, vowing to make sure that every legal vote is counted. The other Senate contest, too close to call. Democrat John Ossoff leading Republican incumbent David Perdue by a thin margin of roughly 12,000 votes, 99% of the precincts tallied. If Democrats take both of the seats, they take control of the Senate. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. Right now, the Dow futures are up 35 points, but NASDAQ futures sharply lower. They're down 264 points. More details, srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Adam Borgman. There's been a big car crash in an area mall. Jacksonville Fire and Rescue says they took three adults and two kids to the hospital from the scene at St. Johnstown Center last night. All of them are expected to make it. Some area educators could be getting raises. Most of Duval County's teachers yesterday gave the thumbs up to a new contract, which would up the salary for brand new teachers to more than $45,000. The school board will vote on it next week. Four area counties had more new coronavirus cases reported yesterday than on any other day since the start of the pandemic. State health officials say Nassau, Clay, Duval, and St. John's counties all hit single-day records Tuesday. In total, more than 65,000 COVID-19 cases have been reported in Duval County, including over 750 deaths. An outbreak among Neptune Beach City employees has caused the closure of public works buildings there, as well as City Hall. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Just a bit of slow traffic on Phillips Highway headed south, right past 295. Add about 2 or 3 extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Plenty of sunshine expected today with a few clouds, the high 63. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 48. And right now, it is 42 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. CNBC reports huge demands for auto sales, especially trucks and SUVs. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says those 65 and older will move to the front of the line for COVID vaccines. And local Congressman John Rutherford says he will oppose the certification of the Electoral College results today.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, 904-831-0600, 634, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson right here on Talk Radio, WBOB. I'm just dying to hear. I really am. I want to hear a plausible explanation of why Democrats won in both races were normally based on past history. They wouldn't have won. Why did Democrats win last night? It's going to be a recount, but I don't think it's going to matter. I mean, Ossoff is off by over 16,000 votes over the Republican David Perdue. So does anybody have a plausible reason? Why did the Democrats win last night in the state of Georgia? Come on, folks. Let's man up here. Tell me why.
Post-analysis, what do you call it?
I'm sorry, let's they up. I can't see man or woman anymore.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, they you call it post-election.
Postmortem.
Postmortem, yeah. That's what they,
why
what
is
called.
It? Yeah. All right, let's go to Rick, our good friend. Hey, Rick, good morning.
Good morning. Before I tell you the answer to your question, let me say this. November 3rd, it took a week for Georgia to count the votes because they kept hunting for votes. of course, now they know in 6 or 7 hours, supposedly. That's just one observation. Number two, I was in Georgia over the Christmas holidays, and everywhere the Democrats were telling you what they would do for you if they were elected. Number one, they'll give you $2,000.
Yeah. Right.
And the Republicans, and I don't remember one single vote, one single ad from either candidate that said anything other than, save us from the Democrats, vote Republican. The Democrats are going to be, you know, awful.
Right.
And so there was nothing positive. The Republicans continue in many races, run negative, defensive ads instead of positive, uplifting ads. And I think that's the story.
I agree with you. That is a valid, you know what? See, folks, that is a very plausible explanation. What are you for? Rick, were you surprised? Sorry, I'm just getting over bronchitis. Were you surprised last night by the losses of the Republicans?
I'm surprised it wasn't greater. Mm. The margin wasn't greater.
Interesting. I mean,
the ads running on billboards all over Atlanta over Christmas, there were big ads on digital ads saying, don't vote Republican. Purdue and Loeffler did not defend the president.
Do you honestly think people voted against them because of that?
They could have stayed at home.
I think there were a handful.
Yeah.
But you got to remember the messaging and everything was only geared to about 8 or 10% of the voters. Everyone else didn't need a single ad to tell them who they were voting for.
Yeah.
It's that thin slice in the middle, and certainly didn't connect with that little tiny margin of people who hadn't made up their minds.
Yeah. Very plausible. Hey, Rick, I appreciate the call this morning.
Doing a good job there.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
I think Rick makes some very good points. I think that people want to feel good about the future.
Right.
They want to have a candidate who's bringing in some positivity, and they didn't run anything positive.
It was a horrible campaign by Kelly Loeffler.
And it's not like they didn't
horrible.
Have
horrible.
You know, I'm not saying there's not a place for negative ads. You know, obviously they do work, but that should not be your total sole strategy. And they can't say we didn't have the money to do everything, because they had a whole lot of money.
Yeah, they had a whole lot of money.
David Perdue, he ought to be standing right here. Those two people want your vote, then they ought to tell you what we're telling Brian Kemp. Get a special session of the legislature now. Do not be fooled twice. This is Georgia. We ain't dumb. We're not going to go vote on January 5th in another machine made by China.
See?
You're not going to fool Georgians again. If Kelly Loeffler wants your vote, if David Perdue wants your vote, they've got to earn it. They've got to demand publicly, repeatedly, consistently, Brian Kemp call a special session of the Georgia legislature. And if they do not do it, if Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue do not do it, they have not earned your vote. Don't you give it to them.
There you go. That's technically, that was at a Trump rally. Not per se, but Trump was there.
Right.
But many of the Trump supporters, to make America MAGA crowd, that's where it was.
That was a pro-Trump rally, although the president was not there. Yeah.
So the bottom line is, they're out there telling you, hey, the system shafted over the president. We've got doubts again, so don't vote for him. Or don't vote for the two Republicans.
Yeah, and encouraging Republican voters who could have kept the Republican control of the Senate in place not to vote. I've never seen anything like that in my life. To tell people don't vote at all.
Yeah. There you go. Florida vaccination. Florida vaccination. That's right. 65 and older. Get moved into the front of the line.
In the U.S., vaccine distribution and delivery continues to be just a fraction of demand, not nearly the predicted pace by the end of December. The line of seniors in their cars in Daytona Beach led the city to allow the 1,000 people to come inside the stadium starting last night, where they then basically slept in their cars all night waiting for their shots this morning. One in five Florida residents is a senior citizen, and last week, the state started putting anyone over 65 up to the front of the vaccine line.
That is Fox News' Phil Keating. So Governor Ron DeSantis says that if you're 65 and older, the most vulnerable when it comes to COVID-19, we're going to put you in front of the line.
And if you got grandma sleeping in the car overnight, you know, it just seems like it's logical to maybe even keep the vaccine centers open all night long and give shots at 2 in the morning if they're out there anyway.
Why are you guys kicking out grandma in front of the line?
Grandma needs to be treated with some respect.
There's a lot of talk when it comes to COVID about kind of infections and tracing and everything. And at the beginning of this, restaurants in particular were singled out as kind of like, this is a place that's really problematic. Most of the contact tracing that's been done has restaurants as very low in terms of where these infections can be traced to. I can tell you, we've worked with these folks across Florida. They put every effort to creating a safe environment and a healthy environment. They're not going to get customers unless they do
that. That's Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Again, Democrats in the state of Florida are calling for him to impose a statewide mask mandate and also to institute more stay-at-home orders.
Governor Ron DeSantis extending his executive order that bans local governments from enforcing mask mandate violations. That order, which was signed in September, prevents cities from fining people for not following mask ordinances. The order also prevents cities and counties from ordering restaurants to close without financial or health reasons being justified. And Joe Biden.
So there you go. Mask mandates. This is going to be the big debate about whether or not they're going to try to impose it. 41 minutes after 6 a.m. Talk radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic around NAS Jacks. Add an extra few minutes, and if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Plenty of sunshine expected today with a few clouds, the high 63. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 48, and right now it is 42 degrees.
Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? With Granite Transformations, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams in as little as one day. Our gorgeous quartz countertops install right over your existing ones and are scratch, stain, heat, and impact resistant. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878 or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations, done in a day, beautiful for life.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and/or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Hangar Bay Cafe is your veteran and locally owned restaurant at the beach, 2294 Mayport Road. Hangar Bay Cafe has something for everyone, lunch and dinner, on the go or dine in. Hangar Bay is famous for their ramen, and fried chicken Southern Living says is the best in Florida. Plus sandwiches like the bourbon teriyaki, spicy sausage, or spicy Cajun po' boy. Hangar Bay Cafe, open 7 days a week, 2294 Mayport Road, online at hangarbaycafe.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
WBOB welcomes the new talk show, The Charlie Kirk Show, every Monday through Friday from noon till 1.
My name is Charlie Kirk. I run the largest pro-American student organization in the country, Turning Point USA, fighting for the future of our republic. This election is a decision between preserving America as we know it and eliminating everything that we love.
Charlie Kirk, Monday through Friday, noon till 1 on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says those 65 years of age and older will move to the front of the line for COVID vaccines. Local Congressman John Rutherford says he will oppose the certification of the Electoral College results today. And in the Georgia U.S. Senate runoff election, Democrat Raphael Warnock is the projected winner in his race against Kelly Loeffler. Democrat John Ossoff currently leads David Perdue.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, more as we continue to move along. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson here on our News America line, former state rep. He is a news analyst for Fox News Radio down in Southwest Florida, our good friend Matt Caldwell. So the Democrats pick up, in fact, one, now going on to two seats. Here's what pollster Frank Luntz said, the reason why Democrats won in Georgia.
And the Democrats are more energized. The Democrats are much more united. And there were several billboards up there telling Republicans, don't vote for either of the Republican candidates because they've not done enough for Donald Trump.
So the Democrats were pumped. They were united. Billboards out there telling Republicans, don't vote for Loeffler, don't vote for Perdue. What's your take on this whole election result?
Look, big elections always come down to who's got the better energy and better organization. When you end up with these narrow victories by either side, everybody sits down and blames, you know, this little piece or that little piece. It's like blaming the kicker for missing the field goal in overtime. You got to have a team that's organized, that's focused on the fundamentals, and that means that now for the 22 elections, you're getting organized on the ground, registering voters and getting them identified so that you're going to turn them out. That's clearly what happened here. Stacey Abrams was hacked off that she lost the governor's election 2 years ago. And she went to work, and she registered voters. She took that Barack Obama model that he used to win his election in 2008 and turned it into a slightly winning strategy to get these candidates over the hump. And, you know, watch out in 2022 if you're in Georgia and you don't want Stacey Abrams to be your governor. That means you need to be organizing today, this afternoon, getting on the ground and getting involved and making sure that you got your voters ready.
So are you saying that the Democrats were just by, what, a margin of 2-1 were just better organized than the Republicans in the state of Georgia?
I think so. I think there's a clear trail that you follow from that 2018 election. Stacey Abrams obviously has made herself a star for Georgia Democrats. She went out there and got the big money from the big donors to pay the staffers to get on the ground and do the hard work. I mean, that's the hard work. And if there's people this morning waking up and they're upset about the outcome in Georgia, you need to ask them. They need to ask themselves, hey, how many doors did they knock on in the last 60 days? How many phone calls did they make in the last 60 days? How many of their friends that they work with or go to church with didn't show up and vote? If you don't like the outcome of an election, at the end of the day, for all the things that we may talk about, and this is true in November and it's true from yesterday, if you think there's somewhere that votes got changed or they got cheated, the fact is, if you turn out your vote at such a large majority that they can't touch you, then it doesn't matter whether they try to cheat or whether they try to push the vote. You might be able to steal 20,000 votes. You can't steal 2 million votes, and that's the kind of turnout you got to put together as an operation, as a statewide party, and that's true whether you're talking about locally or all the way up to the federal level.
Here's a clip. I'm not a fan of this lady, but it's kind of interesting. She makes a valid point. Here's CNN's Anna Navarro. Roger, you know Anna Navarro. She's going to be a Republican, but she's a big leftist.
She doesn't like Trump. She's probably the most prominent anti-Trumper out there.
So here we go. Let me play this clip. She says that Republicans use identity politics, and she says they use it almost as a race issue. But she backs it up in a very interesting point about identity politics that everybody uses. Listen to this clip.
There is no phrase that I hate more than identity politics. Because somehow when people talk about identity politics, when Republicans talk about identity politics, they're talking about people like me. They're talking about our gender. They're talking about our sexuality. They're talking about our skin color and our ethnicity. Well, how about people who identify as Second Amendment voters and who want to vote for candidates who represent that? Is that not identity politics? How about people who only vote based on abortion and they want to vote for people who identify with the way they feel?
Now, here's the thing. Democrats are the ones that always use identity politics. Having said that, she says when Republicans do it, Matt, it's like a lot of big race issue. But technically, is she not correct? Do we not play identity politics? We send out mailers. Excuse me, I got my bronchitis here. Do we not send out like pro-life literature to pro-life voters? Do we not send out pro-gun literature to pro-gun voters? Do we not all use identity identity politics?
Well, listen, obviously, those of us who believe strongly in the Second Amendment or who strongly believe in life, we look at those issues as being fundamental bedrock. It doesn't matter what your race or gender or preferences or anything has to do with it. But at the end of the day, you know, what you believe does have a lot to do with your identity. It does have a lot to do with what your family values were, what your social values are, and the people you interact with and the people you work with, the people you go to church with. That is going to shape your identity, the worldview you have about those issues, about whether or not you think our rights are fundamental, that they're given to us by God. You know, that's going to be part of that experience as you grow up and experience just the world around you and who you end up coming to trust. But I do think it's uncharitable of her to mix the two together, because ultimately the Democrats have a playbook that's focused on, you know, it doesn't matter what the issues are. It doesn't matter whether taxes are high or low. It doesn't matter whether you're for or against abortion. You know, their message is if you're black, you should always vote for us.
Right.
Now, luckily that's breaking apart, right? That's coming apart. You're not dealing with a world where that's a monolith anymore. We saw that in this election, despite the disappointments, despite what happened in the presidential election, despite what happened apparently, looks like the outcome yesterday in Georgia, you still see signs all across this country where voters are rejecting that kind of purely race-based politics. You look at the vote for Donald Trump in counties like Miami-Dade. You look at the results, elections like Burgess Owens now in Congress or down in my neck of the woods here in Florida, Byron Donalds. You know, it's pretty hard to accuse the Republican Party being filled with racist when the single most Republican district in the state of Florida elects an African-American to Congress.
Yeah, you know, Roger,
I mean, it really
Roger,
puts
I mean if you what here's a fascinating question.
Mm-hmm.
Is if excuse me, if you had to guess the Democrats. I'll start off with you, Raj. What issue do you think that they use as the number one identity politics and the Republicans use as identity politics?
Wow. You know what? That's a good question. I would probably say for the Democrats, they do a very extensive job at trying to paint the Republicans as being, as Matt pointed out, against them.
Right.
And it resonates with a lot of, in fact, probably the majority of black voters who will go to the polls, vote against their own convictions, vote against their own policies that they would prefer, simply because there's a lot of distrust and a lot of fear of the conservative movement out there, because they don't believe that conservatives like them very
much.
Then
which one is the Republicans use a lot then?
Oh, gosh, I think they probably do a lot of pandering, and up until recently, with sometimes not a lot of substance behind it, to evangelical Christians, to try to make them feel like they're on their side. And there may be some truth to that.
Yeah. What do you think, Matt?
Well, I think, to his point, the national party, you know, you look at what happens in Congress, very little of it reflects a Christian conservative perspective in terms of the priorities. I think those are one of those challenging issues, because you do have people of faith that are very much dedicated to these questions, and they're working to get elected at their local level, and they truly do feel convicted in about those issues, the issues that they're putting forward, whether it's life or school choice. or pro Second Amendment. But if
traditional
we continue
definition
to always,
of marriage.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is we always use identity politics. I mean, it's not like it's just singled out among the issue of race or sexual orientation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there is an identity. Like I said, everybody has a social group. They have a worldview, and it drives the way they make decisions about how they interact, about
right.
how they do everything, where they go to shop, where they go to eat, where they go to church, and who they vote for. It is tied up in people's view of the world and view of themselves. Absolutely.
All right, man. Listen, I know Democrats that would love to be very generic when it comes to votes. I know that the far left always want to use the identity politics, but I think the Democrats, in order to win, they're going to have to try to broaden the horizon to go back to the middle class. The question is, does it still work for the Republicans? Because it's identity politics with gun voters and pro-life, and as Roger said, evangelical. So it's a great, fascinating conversation. Matt Caldwell, good to have you on today, brother.
Always a pleasure.
All right, man. Former state rep. Fox News radio analyst down in Southwest Florida. More coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
As always, our usual slow traffic on JTB headed towards the beach, right between Hodges and San Pablo. For now, just add about 4 extra minutes, but definitely expect it to slow down even more. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Plenty of sunshine expected today with a few clouds, the high 63. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 48, and right now it is 42 degrees.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. With Christmas behind us and 2021 here, the last thing you want to hear is somebody trying to sell you something. That's why at Underwoods we'd like to stop and just say thank you to all the people that came in our stores over the last year. Masks and all. Whether you bought from us or not, we want to thank you for stopping by and giving us the chance to help. Here on the First Coast, there are a lot of folks trying to sell you jewelry, but at Underwoods, we're different because we consider it an honor for somebody to come in and just give us the chance to help. Because if we do a good job, we might get a chance to serve again. Having served North Florida since 1928, all of us here understand what a customer really gives us during that visit to Underwoods, their trust. And it's up to us to do everything we can to keep it. So on behalf of everybody on the Underwood team, thank you again for coming into our stores. And we wish each of you a Happy New Year.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, so the Electoral College takes place, and there's some big Trump rallies going on. Man, it may be an exciting day to sit back, rest, watch some TV to see what happens out there today. Electoral College process. We'll have the breakdowns coming up next. 831-0600. Can any of my friends tell me why Democrats won last night? Can anybody give me a plausible? I mean, Rick called us early, gave us a very plausible explanation. The Republicans got outworked. Is that quite possible? I believe it is. Can anybody give me a plausible explanation, please, of why the Republicans lost last night? 904-831-0600. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.